there, and welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers, Ethan Millard over there. We're bringing you all things from the Wasatch Front. And today, we're going to be giving you two things. One is a recap on what we talked about recently, which is the tour of Utah.
Yep.
Which Ethan got to see firsthand in two of the stages.
It was awesome, yeah.
And then the other is going to be some hiking in Park City, which I got to do this weekend.
So which should we do first?
Let's do the recap.
Oh, okay. All right. So Tour of Utah has become really famous here locally and internationally. There are only really two of this type of major tour in the United States, in California and here in the state of Utah. And it's a stage race, which means they, similar to the Tour de France, they race in a different place, point to point, every day. And they have athletes, famous cyclists from all over the world. These are elite athletes that come to race in the Tour of Utah. It's very, very fun.
Yeah, doing almost, 50 to 100 miles a day with elevation gains that a normal person would not be able to do.
No, it would make your nose bleed just driving it. So, so what I saw on Saturday, I saw the stage from Heber to Snowbird. So they drove out of Heber Valley, past the reservoir, down Provo Canyon, up past Sundance into American Fork Canyon, down across the top of Utah Valley, around to the point of the mountain to Draper, through Draper, along Wasatch Boulevard, along the mountains up to Little Cottonwood Canyon, then straight up the hill to Snowbird. And it was really fun. We picked out a spot at the bottom of Little Cottonwood Canyon. We thought about going further up into the canyon, which apparently is where they have some like real big parties.
Oh.
And there are even some food trucks and things that show up at a couple of places, a couple of the camping grounds.
Oh,
for
cool.
For example,
like, I forget the name of it.
You're thinking of Tanner's Flats.
Yes, yes.
And that is kind of the premier place. If you, for that stage, there's always a stage that ends at Snowbird.
Mm-hmm.
And there at Tanner's Flats, they have this huge kind of party.
Oh, how cool.
Not organized, still spontaneous.
Just people show up and picnic and
that's
watch
right.
it.
I had some friends that were up there. They recommended that to me. I chose instead to kind of be down further down at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and we just had an awesome time. One of the cyclists in the chase group, just behind the leaders, threw a water bottle at my son.
It hit him in the head?
No. I mean, threw it to him, I should say.
He caught it?
Because they're always discarding things,
Yeah,
and he threw the water bottle, and it kind of skittered to his feet.
Oh, nice.
And that was really cool.
Like a reusable water bottle that he gets to keep?
Yeah, just a little water bottle. Had a team name
souvenir.
On it. And yeah, awesome souvenir.
Nice.
Awesome souvenir. Yeah, not like a plastic Kirkland water bottle. But yeah, really nice little cycling bottle.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool. But I'll tell you what, though. The grand, for me, the crown jewel, and this is the crown jewel for me for the Tour of Utah, is they always do a circuit around downtown. And circuit just means they lap one course.
I think they did 11 times. That's
right.
Yeah, of course they did.
Up past the Capitol, through City Creek, across 11th Avenue, down by the university, and across South Temple, back to State Street. And just a big, kind of a big square.
Mm-hmm.
And so we camped out down at South Temple and State Street and watched those riders fly past. And it was just breathtaking. They are, and I'm not joking, just within arm's reach.
Wow.
And it was so phenomenal. And the chase vehicles are flying down just as fast as the cyclists. And the whole thing was so exciting. And, when we were at Little Cottonwood Canyon, that was fun. But they only came past once.
Yeah, yeah.
And, they're downtown. They came past, every...
Well, and it's a big group. So, I mean, they're not all clustered together the entire time, right? So you're
seeing them
constantly throughout the day.
So what you'll have is you'll typically have a couple of cyclists that are as the leaders, kind of breakaway as the leaders. Then you'll have a chase pack, which is kind of some of those riders that are riding ahead, but they cluster together. Sometimes sometimes as many as a dozen, right, will be in that chase pack. And then they're behind that, there's the peloton, which is the bulk of the racers.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everyone's there in the peloton. And then everyone just kind of trades space places,
moving along throughout.
And it was just, but so much fun. And the Tour of Utah has a great app as well. So what we did there for the stage race or for the circuit at downtown is we downloaded the app and then we would watch their live video
coverage
of it. It was narrated multiple cameras from within the pack on motorcycles, you know, camera on a motorcycle, plus a helicopter above.
Wow. And then seeing like what lap they're on and how they're moving throughout it.
So what we did is we had two spots. We had a spot in the shade by one of the buildings, and then we'd watch on the video. And then as they started to get close,
you guys would go over.
We'd go over to our really spot to with a great view.
Oh, nice.
And so that was cool. So we didn't miss anything. That app was awesome, and it was free.
Very cool.
So, yeah, we just had the best time with the tour this year. So, yeah. If you missed it, make it a part.
Yeah, see it next year.
Oh,
I was
so much fun.
Originally, I thought that where I live was in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. I looked at the map wrong. I wasn't in the middle of it. I thought I was going to be trapped within it. So I was like, oh, well, I'll just, you know, take advantage and go watch it. But once I realized that I wasn't in it, I was running errands all day, unfortunately.
Yeah, because you could get out. You weren't trapped.
Yeah, I had this whole newfound activity for the day.
I'm free.
Yeah. But next year, I will for sure make it a point to go.
They just do such a great job with it. And the app, I was particularly impressed with the app.
Mm-hmm.
And that really did kind of really make it easy.
Yeah.
And it also was great because when we were down there at the bottom of Little Cottonwood Canyon, you know, we kind of knew when to expect.
Yeah.
The helicopter was also a giveaway. When we saw the helicopter, then we knew they were pretty close. So.
Yeah, I assume that helps.
We had multiple clues. but if you go to, just Google Tour of Utah.
Yeah.
You know.
Find the dates for next year. And
it's about this time every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a lot of fun. And it's totally free just to, you know, go and check it out along the course somewhere.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
A new part of town.
Yeah, it's really cool. All right, we're going to grab a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about Taylor's Hike up at the Park City area. If you want to go on a great hike, but you don't want to really go out in the wilderness, you still kind of want to stay close to civilization, this one might be for you. Getting along in the summer. We're soon going to be into fall.
Mm-hmm.
So now's a really good time to kind of get out and enjoy some hiking. We're starting to have some overcast days.
Yes.
Which we didn't see for a long time.
But the
blessed clouds are back.
Yep.
So this is, we're starting to kind of get into a season of the year where you can really get in some good hiking.
Yeah, it's so hard. I mean, it's beautiful in Utah, but the summer heat is just, it's too much. You can't hike unless you're going at sunrise or sunset. And then you got to deal with either, you know, hiking one part in the dark.
That's right. Or sunrise or sunset or really high elevation.
Which is, I drove as far as I felt like this weekend up in Park City. And the elevation is significant enough that the weather is so much cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you still put your sunscreen on and, you know, prepare. You're going to need shorts and tank top and a hat.
Extra water.
But it's pleasant. You're not dripping with sweat. And you're not just like, why did I do this?
So where did you go?
So I went up, if you know where Silver Star Cafe and the whole Silver Star Resort area is, it's actually right where the Sundance headquarters are.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So it's up Thames Canyon Road and then on Three Kings Road. And there's parking right there. And then you walk a little bit down and you go past the cafe. And there's, I think, two or three trails right there. That's a trailhead. And we did Armstrong Trail, which goes, it's a very shaded trail.
Nice.
And it takes you up and then you come up at Silver Star Lift. That's on Park City Mountain, so it's active in the winter.
Okay.
Not in the summer. And then we just kept on going past it and went up even farther into the mountains, had great views. It was really fun. It was much needed.
I can imagine. Mm-hmm. How long was it round trip?
Well, we didn't go to the very top of the mountain. We did probably about 2.5 miles up. And then we were going to go get food afterwards at the Silver Star Cafe.
Right.
So our stomach started growling. We're like, oh, this is a good place to turn around. And that's what's great about those kind of hikes is that you can make any point be your end, you know, your stopping point, because everywhere has a view.
Yeah. Yeah, you can just kind of enjoy it. Mm-hmm. This is good enough.
I mean, even hiking to the lift is probably about a mile, so make it a short, you know, 2 mile round trip hike to the lift and down.
Well, it's and I guess it occurs to me that choosing a trailhead like that, the benefit is you've got the services right there, so you can have something to eat when you get back down.
Yeah, there's bathrooms, there's food, there's drinks, and then and it's kind of cool to see the mountain in the summer when it's deserted. Well, as far as you know, what it's actually there for.
Yeah.
You know, seeing the lift being not in use. And then there's these old mining structures, too, on that trail that you get to see, kind of like a historic spot to look at it.
That's the weirdest thing. You know, people love to ski.
Mm-hmm.
They go up. Everyone's got their favorite resort. But then if there's no snow, they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. They won't go anywhere near it. They're all, no, I don't go up there in the summer. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not go up there? Yeah. You know, you get a really interesting perspective.
Yeah, no. And there was a decent amount of bikers. So if you're a biker, that's a great place to bike. The first half of the trail it's pretty moderate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit steeper on the second half that we did. But we were up there for maybe an hour and a half, and we saw probably 10... At least 10 to 15 bikers.
Really?
Somewhere around there.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Snowbird, they tend to kind of segregate the bikers and the hikers.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have kind of hiking-only trails, walking, cycling-only trails.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure Park City has some of those as well.
Yeah, I'm sure at the base of the mountain, you know, with the big lifts and stuff where they actually do people shuttling for biking and all that kind of stuff, it's a bit more segregated. Because the downhill bikers are a bit more intense than the guys.
Well, and they'll kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, that taking it right in the chin from one of those downhill guys, that'll put you in the ground.
Yeah. No, this trail, even though there were bikers and hikers, we still felt like we were never really around anyone else. We mm-hmm. passed people or they passed us, and it felt pretty remote even though we're right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. All right. So Armstrong Trail.
Armstrong Trail. And there's a ton of, I got kind of a lesson from my friend about all the edible wildlife.
Oh, really?
And there is so much on Armstrong Trail. We tasted these things called service berries. They're little black berries. They're really sweet. And then a ton of more. So if you're interested in getting into that, Park City is a good place to start learning.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed you tried it too. That's a lot of trust you're putting in your friend.
I do. I know. I trusted her a lot. Well, we hope that you enjoyed this episode and get out there and enjoy your Utah.